WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to the Discipline Switch, your daily dose of real talk about making life less complicated and way more fulfilling. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're tackling something huge, perfectionism. Yeah, that little voice in your head that whispers, it's not good enough, or you have to do everything perfectly. Ever felt like it's constantly holding you back? Trust me, you're not alone. Perfectionism can feel like a superpower at first. You're meticulous, driven, and always aiming for the top. But let's be honest, that relentless pursuit of flawlessness can quickly turn into a major roadblock. It keeps us stuck, paralyzed by fear, and honestly, just plain exhausted. So, how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? How do we start taking action even when things aren't perfect? Buckle up, because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and set you on a path to radical self-acceptance. First things first, recognize that perfection is an illusion. Seriously, it doesn't exist. There's always room for improvement, something else to tweak, another detail to polish. But at some point, you gotta stop chasing the mythical perfect and start celebrating the good enough. Remember that time you nailed a presentation, even though your notes were scribbled on napkins? Yeah, that was pretty darn perfect. Next up, reframe your mindset. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, see them as valuable learning opportunities. Think of it like this. Every oops is a chance to adjust your course and get closer to your goals. We learn by doing, by experimenting, and sometimes, yeah, even by messing up. Don't let fear of imperfection keep you from taking those leaps. Number 3, embrace the power of good enough. This one's a game changer. It's not about settling for mediocrity. It's about recognizing that progress is more important than perfection. Sometimes getting something done, even if it's not flawless, is way better than letting it sit on your to-do list forever. Remember, even the most iconic inventions started with a rough draft. Speaking of starting, let's talk action. Perfectionism loves to keep us stuck in planning mode. We overanalyze, we procrastinate, and before we know it, time has slipped away. Break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Start taking those baby steps, even if they seem insignificant. Momentum is your friend. Once you get rolling, it's easier to keep going. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. This journey isn't about becoming a superhuman who flawlessly executes every task. It's about embracing imperfection, celebrating progress, and learning to love the messy, beautiful process of growth. You got this. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to learn a new skill, maybe playing guitar or starting a blog. That voice in your head starts whispering, "It has to be perfect. You're not good enough." So, what happens? You either avoid it altogether because it seems too daunting, or you spend weeks obsessing over every detail, never actually taking the plunge. But here's the thing, the only way to truly learn is by doing. Embrace those awkward first notes, those clunky blog posts. The more you practice, the better you'll get. And trust me, the journey itself will be incredibly rewarding. So, remember these key takeaways. Perfectionism is an illusion. Mistakes are opportunities. Good enough is awesome. Action beats procrastination. And above all, be kind to yourself. This isn't about achieving some unrealistic ideal. It's about showing up for yourself every day, embracing the imperfect journey, and celebrating the wins along the way. You're doing amazing. Keep crushing it. Now go out there and make something happen, even if it's not perfect, because the most beautiful things in life rarely are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little push towards embracing imperfection. And hey, leave a review. Your feedback keeps me motivated and helps others find the discipline switch. Until next time, keep switching it up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.